Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm diehard Deliveroo enthusiast Danny Beard.
And I'm birthday boy Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny's feeling fresh with all the aftershave goss.
Billy's getting spoiled for his belated birthday bash.
And would you pay £2 to douche at a festival?
Mm-hmm.
You would.
I know I would. I have. And I'd do it again.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things about our community.
Community.
And what that is faggots and gays and dykes and lezzers and trans people and
yes.
All of that. Can we say those things?
We did. You
well,
did
I
have.
Just said it. You and said they're it. All my community and I love each and every one of them.
And if you're straight, you can't say it, so shut up.
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
Basically that. To be honest, I'm not lesbian. I shouldn't really say the lezzer slur, but I said it
now,
because you know what, I'm dressed like one today and that's all that matters. So yeah, tune in. What have you been up to this week, DJ Billy Handrel?
I turned dirty 30 this week. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I know. I didn't think I'd make it. If I'm being honest, my 20s were rough.
Why were they rough?
Oh, I just well, they weren't that rough. I mean, we've all had peaks and troughs in our lives. I feel like I'm on This Is Your Life. Morning, everybody. But yeah, I turned 30. And do you know what? After like the weekend, I kind of had like a bit of like a, oh, was that it? 30. Ooh. Like I built
it's
it up
the same
in my head.
Isn't it?
I built it up in my head and it's like, why? Why did I do that?
Because gay death.
Hi, everyone. I'm dead.
Can I ask though? Come on. What was the group present that we chipped in for?
Don't know yet.
You still don't know?
Still not bought it. I mean, I've got the cash.
Oh.
I just don't know what I'm buying yet. I've got to decide what I'm buying.
Oh.
With the money.
Your boyfriend Morgan told me you were getting a lampshade.
So I was going to get this lampshade and it's leopard print and it's got this fringe on and it's gorgeous.
Is this a group present or a GoFundMe? It sounds like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'm a bit pissed off that you've not got something to keep.
I've not got it yet. I don't know actually what I want yet.
Right.
So anyway, I've seen this lampshade.
I feel like we've been outdone here. I feel like we've been conned out of money for you. Are you even 30?
Yeah, I promise I'm 30, I promise. But I don't know what I'm going to get yet, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you a little extra present because it's
oh, you great. Did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a nice bag, by the way. It's got
Thank
space
you.
On it.
Vivian Westwood collection.
Oh, gorgeous.
Miss
Pat. Oh, it's like AMSR. I can't say it. ASMR. ASMR,
do you know
darling.
What Kai can't say?
What?
Por favor.
Why?
We've just come back from Spain and he says por favor. Every right. time. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. Oh, shit, it's ruined.
Oh, it's Jo Malone.
It's not. I just found the bag around the back of my bag.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, thank you. Shall I open it now?
If you want. Yeah, it is really Jo Malone. I just thought I'd get you it on the show.
Oh, gorgeous.
What's the point in giving a gift unless you can actually be...
Oh, fab.
...be seen to be giving it, you know?
Here we go, Jo Malone, everybody. I love Jo Malone, you know.
I love Jo Malone.
Oh, fab.
Did you
oh,
think it was going to be
you.
So much shit inside the Jo Malone box?
I thought there'd be a white chocolate bar or something.
Yeah. Imagine. I thought you would.
Oh, it's actual Jo Malone. Thank you. Oud and Beaumont. I love it.
I love that one.
It's my favourite.
Have you got any other plans with your birthday money?
No. No plans.
Are you settling down now? You're 30. Are you going to stop the party?
I am.
This is an intervention.
Welcome to the round table. Do you know what? I said after this weekend, I partied way too hard and I just can't do it no more. I'm not 21.
I've had a sore back after your... I mean, I left the afters early.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You were still going. I was like, I'm like an old lady now.
I know.
I left. I spent 24 hours in bed.
Wow.
24 hours in bed. Well, maybe not. Maybe it was like 12 or something. Okay, but right. It felt like a day in bed.
Yeah.
I got up to shit and I got up to go down to delivery 3 times.
Do you know what you should do? You should ask them to bring it up. Just say you got a baby in bed. And then they'll bring it up to your flat.
I know, but I feel guilty.
Do you? Why?
When the same guy's been to my door 3 times, taking the piss in it.
Right, okay, yeah.
I actually had 4 deliveries that day, but I made Kai go the 4th time.
Okay, it's a bit embarrassing.
Well, do you know what I mean? It's in the same fucking Versace dressing gown, wandering down like some kind of fading star.
What were your 4 deliveries, can I ask? I'm guessing one of them was a Starbucks.
Yep. I had a McDonald's breakfast, I had a Starbucks, I ordered a Go from Morrison's.
Oh, I love
where
Go.
Where you order your shopping there.
Mm.
And then, I can't remember what we had for our dinner, our tea.
Chinese?
No, I think it was pizza, actually. I think it was Domino's.
Right. Domino's?
I love a Domino's.
Dude, I'm not into it no more.
Love a Domino's. Such a fat girl food. I was stuffed.
I like the Papa John's, but then it went shit. Papa John's has gone shit.
You just love dousing anything in butter. Papa John's give butter.
Garlic butter.
Garlic
oh
butter.
Oh my God. Gorgeous. Do you know what I want to talk about though?
Go on, babe.
Danny Beard's aftershave. It's officially, we've got a promo image. We've got a promo image of you.
Have we?
Out of drag, and people are complaining on your fucking thing.
Oh, I thought you meant it was going to happen here in the studio. I was some kind of like morning telly now.
No, and the trailer's out.
The trailer's out now, so there's less confusion.
Yeah, and you're in drag in the trailer.
Well, yes. Yeah, so the format of the show. So listen, I can speak about the show now.
Yeah.
The format of the show is I host the show out of drag.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched this to World of Wonder, and they were having similar ideas about doing an after show, maybe just not in this kind of format. Anyway, we've joined heads, and yeah, after shave with Danny Beard, I host it out of drag, and then it cuts to me in drag in the workroom on set of season 5.
We've seen that in the trailer as well.
Yep, and that's where I interview all the girls before they go back home. So once they've been kicked out,
mm-hmm.
they do the little lipstick message.
Yeah,
they walk out. And then they're dragged back in because I'm sat in there on a director's chair to talk to them.
Fab. So, and people are saying, oh, is it like the pit stop, which Bianca Del Rio does?
No, or it'd be called the fucking pit stop.
I know, that's what I keep saying. People are like, oh, Bianca will host the pit stop in drag.
Well, great.
I know.
And Bianca sucks fucking 95-year-old men's dicks, but I don't. So, do you know what I mean? It is what it is. It's not the pit stop.
Yeah.
All said with love. I love Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
She's an icon. You know, if I could have a career as a fraction of hers, I'd be very happy. But yeah. it's not Bianca's show. It's my show and it's a different show. And I think it should be really good.
Yeah.
So episode 1 drops this Thursday coming. So not tonight.
Oh, not tonight.
Next Thursday, straight after the show. So BBC Three, iPlayer and worldwide on Wild Presents Plus.
Wow, how exciting. Like, are you excited to see it? Because I'm assuming you've not seen it yet. Obviously, you've filmed it, but have you seen it?
No, okay. I've not seen it fully yet. But right. There's things, it's me on there and I've helped rewrite the scripts and all of that stuff. And I, you know, I've been a bit shady at times. So I just hope that all that's made it in. And I just hope the edit's nice and concise. Because when you put so much work into something, you kind of then pass it over. The same as we do here, you know, you pass over the edit to someone else and you know, we've got a trustworthy team here, but I'm not saying we haven't. I'm digging a hole. Not saying we haven't, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've done it, so it'd be interesting to see. And, you know, I've seen lots of comments about, I've seen someone say, oh, Danny thinks they're better than all the other women.
I've seen that as well.
I was like, how'd you get all that from one promo image girl?
Somebody's seen a promo image and were like, oh, well, Danny clearly thinks they're better than the other winners because they're not going to Hollywood and doing just a show on Wild Presents.
That's what I wanted to do. I want to present television, darling. So would you be stupid to not use your prize to show the world what you can do?
I don't think you're stupid.
I don't think I'm stupid. I think I'm clever.
I do as well. You're so smart.
I'm clever.
but I'm really excited to see it. I had some back and forth with some little bitch online.
I know. Calm down, Mr. Podcaster.
I know, that's what they said. Calm down.
Can we talk about Veronica Green?
Yes.
Just a quick one. Have you seen the Reddit thread?
No, I don't do Reddit.
Oh, no. It got sent to me. You do your thing.
Why? Well, you can't say that now.
Oh no, I'll mention it later. People are in your favour. People just dragged Veronica online.
This is the thing. I don't want people at home to drag Veronica Green.
No, but she did come for you.
She did come for me. I settled it with a quick quip back. It's mm-hmm. not that deep. It was just funny.
Yeah.
But people at home need to not be coming for Veronica Green. It's not that deep. Thank you for the support. That's what I wanted to say about okay. the Veronica Green thing. But also, can we talk about Veronica Green?
Yeah, she's a fucking shady bitch. Like, she knows this is a big deal for anybody who gets an after show like this. Like, it's your show and you're actually able to do whatever you want. So why was she, I'm not gagging.
Well, I think she just made a comment and then didn't really think too much about it and probably regrets it a bit now. But it's not that deep. We're all friends. You know, I mean, you've got to think, what's the behaviour behind the behaviour? Maybe, you know, it's hard for some girls off the back of Drag Race. Maybe she's not having a good time at the minute. So just, I think people need to lay off her.
Okay, yeah, fine. Fair enough.
You know, she would spend her time, like, trying to fill her diary or something.
Reddit did not lay off her, by the way.
Did
so
they
this
not?
Got sent to me like by three different people. Literally, wait, what was the actual
Veronica Green with envy?
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah,
it was people this. Oh, this is
it. It went up on Reddit just saying the library's open, divas, and it was a screenshot of that interaction. People were actually saying what you just said, Danny. Said you were smart for doing the show. A lot of people dragged Veronica. My favourite is not Ronnie Green backpedalling after she started this. Reddit taught me that. Actually, Drag Race fans on Reddit are brutal.
They're horrible.
Yeah. They're
I
really
didn't go
horrible.
On Reddit at all. My friends go on Reddit.
I go on Reddit sometimes.
You go on Reddit and search my name. And I've said, if there's anything really, like, you know, serious that I need to know on there, tell me. But I don't want to get sucked into going, I know Drag Race girls. I know Drag Race winners that sit on Reddit and search the name daily.
I wouldn't do that. You're just feeding into this weird
I think there's Drag Race girls that have fake accounts and join in with this shit.
Oh, right.
I know.
Wow. I mean, you can't say it until you're in the boat, but I don't think I'd be doing that. I think
it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. You'd go a bit insane.
It's not healthy.
No, and you just hyper focus on certain stuff.
For sure.
So I'm glad you're not on there.
Anyway, and hopefully this will be edited down into less time that we've spoke about Ronnie, or what's she called?
Ronnie Green.
Ronnie Green. and more time about my new show and your birthday. Should we crack on with the show?
Absolutely.
The Gossip Gaze.
Well, now it's time for Gorgeous Snack of the Week, and this is international. This has come from Producer Sam, from Producer Sam's new bit on the side.
But on the what? Have you got a bit on the side?
Let's not. French fireman. French fireman.
Is he in France though?
Yeah, so this is.
Why are you seeing someone from long distance away? Why did I say that?
I'm going with the flow. I'm not thinking about it too much.
Okay. Because he's completed Manchester, so now he's on to France.
I was going to say. Is that the nearest person on your grinder, France?
Yeah, she's
blocked that much. Yeah.
So these are macaroons, or macaron, strawberry, pistachio, and lemon.
And this come from the French fireman.
This come from French fireman.
What do they call the French fireman in France? Because I know in Spain, the bomberos.
Pompier.
Oh, call the pompier.
Oh, hola, papi. Oh, no, bonjour papi, pompier.
No, that's not Papi, that's Monsieur. Monsieur Pompier.
Monsieur Pompier. Look at her digging into there.
They look good. I love a macaroon. I love Christmas time when you get those coconut macaroons at market.
They're a different. That's a macaron. That's a macaroon. There's difference.
Oh, she knows a fucking potato from a potatoes.
I know my potato from my potatoes, brother.
Right. Do you want pistachio? I'm going to go strawberry.
I was going to go strawberry.
Well, the three there.
I do love a pistachio. I'm only going to have one because, you know, Zempic and all that. Are these like shop bought or what? Oh, I love that the gooey in the middle.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What, people can't get this at home. You can't get this week snack of the week at home. Sorry. You've got to know a French fireman. Love that.
Lovely.
Snack of the macaron.
Perfect. Do you know what? They're not anything special, actually. Sorry, French fireman.
Yeah, they're very almondy though, which I like.
You could get those in Aldi Special Buy, I reckon,
no,
at
not
Christmas.
As nice. Not as nice.
No, you can.
Not that nice.
Yeah, special buys are nice.
I do have a confession. He bought two boxes.
Oh, so you've already had them.
One was 30 euros and it only had like this many, and I ate those with him.
So this is the like fucking $2.99 version.
This was the cheaper one.
Right, yeah, they taste a bit cheap, actually. Yeah, they taste a bit cheap.
They're from
Frozen. Wow.
No, but they're nice.
Yeah.
These are so much worse than the nice ones that we had. The ones that we had, brilliant. Should have been there, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Random snack of the week anecdote. There was one English snack that he really, really wanted, and I was like, okay, we'll get it. It was jelly. He really wanted jelly.
Jelly?
Because...
Is he gunged me on Grindr?
No, like, you know how if you learn French now, here, they would keep using croissant as, like, an example. So, like, deux croissants, stuff like that. If you learn English in France, they use jelly as, like, the noun.
Like what?
So when you're learning the language... Yeah, literally. So, in France, they have this perception, like, everyone's having jelly, like, all the time over here. So, when he came over, he's like, oh, I really want jelly. I was like, what? I was like, we'll just go to a restaurant and just jelly. There's no restaurant, just jelly. And then he was like, okay, we'll go to like a patisserie.
No, they don't do jelly.
I don't think he was ready.
He wasn't ready. He weren't ready for this jelly.
That was a joke. He was like, we'll just go to the shop that does all the jellies. I was like, oh, hun.
Jelly shop?
There's no jelly shop.
I like them round tree jelly pots. They're only 10 calories a pot. Really great for dieters.
Well, I made him some jelly with the round trees one.
Nice.
A big, big bowl of jelly.
Did you put your willy in it?
No, some fruit, some strawberries. Start off light.
Did you just call me? Fab. Well, great anecdote. If you're the French fireman, I'm sure. If you're not, I'm sorry you had to go through that with us.
Yep, and the macaroons, the cheap ones from Aldi, is shite. Don't bother.
Oh, you might listen to this and be offended.
We'll send us the 30-quid version.
Can you speak any French?
Yeah, no. Je parle français.
No. Can he speak good English?
Yeah, if you talk faster, he won't know what you're saying, so.
Really great. Okay, yeah, just keep doing that. Don't tell anyone.
Right, let's crack on.
Crack on, wait. Sure.
We'll be back with your listener's letter after this short break. But first, are you a loyal listener at Gossip Gaze? Do you set your alarm on Monday? No, you don't. Well, why not tell your besties, your fellow queens, your allies all about us, the Gossip Gaze? Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Mm. Yeah, share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few minutes while you listen to these adverts that pay for us to sit in this building.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. Welcome back. This is where we try to help you answer your dilemmas and give you any advice for anything you'll send us.
Wow, that was good,
that
actually.
That was my French accent.
That wasn't French. No, it sounded more like Eastern European.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
How's French go?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Monsieur. Welcome back.
There we go. You got it.
This is where we try to help you answer your dilemma.
There we go. We got a bit of French there.
Am I getting cancelled? Can we just talk about one thing very quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Did we see this Russell Brand news coming?
Did you watch it? I watched it last night.
I've watched it.
Yeah, that dispatches Russell Brand thing.
Mm.
What a fucking creep. I didn't see it coming. Like, I did. Like, obviously, I know he had loads of sex with people, but I thought it was.
You didn't see it coming?
No. I just thought it was like.
I mean, it was a very different industry in the 90s, I think.
It was early, it was 2000s, darling.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, 90s, yeah. Early 2000s was a different industry, but I ain't shocked.
I am a little bit. Genuinely
I think there's
am.
More to come from more people.
Oh, there's 100% more people out there who's going to come forward now, yeah. After this.
And I think a lot of people are saying this is why he ended up going to the right, because he knew this was going to come out.
Right.
So by going to the right, you can now claim, well, it's a witch hunt, it's a lie.
Right, but, which is what he said.
Pretty obvious, tic-tac. Tic-tac.
Yes. Well, fuck you, Russell Brand.
We don't like her.
We don't like her anymore.
I feel sorry for Katy Perry sat at home like...
Oh, shit, yeah. Do you remember when she did that documentary and she was crying as when she was holding that lollipop and she was about to go on stage?
Yeah, I mean, that was a bit much, Katie.
I know, but...
Yeah,
it was much. And then she put the smile on.
Yeah. We've all been there, darling. We've all been there. Good evening, Via.
Fucking hell. Right, what are we talking about? Sorry. Oh, we've actually got a voice memo.
Have we?
From Lloyd Dilemma, it says.
Oh, I love a voice note. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Gossip Gaze, we will help you solve your problems, your dilemmas, your queries, issues that really, they're not issues because they're not ours. They're not our problems. So to us, they're not issues. They're just some fab, juicy content for this show. So get in touch.
Brilliant. Let's have a listen.
Hello, Gossip Gaze. My name is Lloyd.
Hello,
and
Lloyd.
I'm 25 and I'm from Portsmouth.
Oh, what a shame.
I feel like I'm on a game show right now. basically, I split with my partner back in January and it was a five, six-year relationship. And nothing really happened, to be honest. After 5 years that we were literally just friends, we didn't have much intimacy. And I'm a Scorpio, so my sex drive is fucking sky high. And nothing really went on. He never really wanted to have sex with me, never wanted to touch me intimately. And he kind of made me feel like a bit of a pest, which wasn't great. And I only realised that in the last few months, after kind of, you know, having a bit of fun and sleeping around and whatnot. And I've realised that, you know, I shouldn't be deprived of something that I want and I need. So anyway, I went on a Grindr hookup and it was great. He was gorgeous and he was handsome. And anyway, afterwards, I said, can I have your snap? And he was like, yeah, I was going to actually ask you for yours as well. Ever since that day, Grindr was deleted, Tinder was deleted, everything was deleted, and we were only chatting to each other. 2 months on, and we literally 2 days ago kind of like said, should we be boyfriends? Like, because I have really good feelings for him. See, this is what my question is, because the other day we were cuddling. It was on the tip of my tongue to say, I love you. I want to know, is it too early to be saying stuff like that? Because I feel like I wouldn't be saying it otherwise. And I don't think it's too early to have a boyfriend after spending so much time together in such a short time. But that's my dilemma, basically, because I want to say it, but I am stopping myself sometimes because I'm like, oh, is it too early?
Ah. Do you know what? Should we kick this off? First of all, I didn't know like Scorpios and things like that had higher sex drives.
I didn't know. Is that
true? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Because no. I'm a Gemini and I feel like I have one.
I'm a Virgo and mine flip flops. I can either be like...
You're a Taurus.
No.
I'm not a fucking Tory, no.
Taurus.
Oh.
No.
No.
Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
Making me a Gemini.
We're both Gemini.
I'm making me a Gemini. I'm making me a Gemini.
For you, me.
I am May 27th, darling. I'm Gemini. Oh. Don't fuck with me. I've got two faces and I'm not afraid to use either of them. Are you a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, God. I knew you would be. I don't even know what it means. I just talk like that about star signs, by the way, and I have no clue what they mean. And anytime anyone's like, oh yeah, and my fucking Aurora's belt is in fucking the microwave right now, or whatever they say, I'm like, yeah, mine too, yeah.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
So first of all, I didn't know that was a thing. And then second of all, thanks for giving us a bit of...
Backstory
into your past relationship, because that is important carrying forward into your new one.
Definitely.
To the question, do you think it's too early to say how long have they been seeing each other? How long have they been boyfriends?
I think it was 2 months. 2 months. I think that is a bit soon. Personally, a bit soon.
Yeah, but you're quite unloving.
I am
unloving. As a person, and that people will be shocked to hear me say that to my friend. But I mean it with, you know,
with all the love. Yeah.
I mean it with all the love.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you're not the most loving person.
I'm a closed book.
You're quite cold.
I am actually.
You are, aren't you?
No, I am. Yeah, I keep
it takes
me,
a lot.
I keep my cards close to my chest about my own feelings. I mean, I'm open on this podcast, but yeah. That's.
And you're open if it's like late night and there's a grinder man on the way over. You're
exactly.
Open
there. 10-inch top on the way.
Yeah, please. He won't go near you. He'd send you a dildo in the post and charge you 100 quid.
So, yeah, I am a closed book and I keep my cards close to my chest. I can't speak. So I think it is a little bit too soon, personally.
See, I don't. I think if you feel it, you say it. Do you know what I mean? That's what I think.
Is that ever bit you on the arse, though, feeling it and saying it? Or not?
Not really, no.
Oh, fab, good.
Like, my boyfriend now, like, when we were friends, we used to say, I love you too.
Mm.
So I'm in a bit of a weird scenario because I used to say it to my... Obviously, I feel like it means a bit different now, but... Mm-hmm. Well, it does, but I used to say that to my boyfriend before we were even together, so I'm in a different boat.
Yeah.
Like, as friends.
Yeah.
And it does feel different now if we say that, but... So I don't think it is too early. I think if you feel it, feel it. Some people are a lot more emotionally intelligent or a lot more emotionally engaged than other people. So if you feel that strength of love, then say it.
Mm.
Why not? Why deny yourself saying it? But to protect yourself in case they don't say it back. Well, if they don't say it back, well then...
It's a bit awkward if they don't say it back. You're going to feel like shit if you said I love you and they don't say it back.
Yeah, but how many people you say, love you, Sam?
Oh, I love you.
See, people just say it back.
No, but he's going to say it in the meaning of, like, yeah, I genuinely love you.
Yeah, like, in that moment, I didn't think you were going to break up with your boyfriend and we were going to run off together.
No.
Like, different kind of love.
No.
So what are you saying? It's too early?
I'm saying it's too early.
No,
hold
I don't
off.
Think it is.
Hold back, baby. I don't think you
For
need to say
reason?
It.
Why are you denying this person their love?
I'm not denying them. You can still feel it, but you don't have to say it.
Oh, no, I think so. What do you think?
What do I think?
She won't listen.
I know. I think it depends. If you think you're both on the same page, because you're together, it's different, right? So if you're on the same page of, like, this going really well, like, you know what, say it. But I think you have to be careful when you may be, like, not together or it's quite early days in case you're not fully on the same page.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean? Because then it can put the other person...
Off
like together.
That's what I mean. So I think
you're not going to be with a boyfriend when you're dating someone. When you decide to be boyfriends, that's when you know if there's more than just lust there. You've got to think there is feelings here.
Right.
By the time you've said yes, we'll be boyfriends, there is love there, surely.
There should be. Yeah.
You don't get with a boyfriend and there's not love.
Have a few drinks and just say it.
I don't think I have any drinks and say it. I just think fucking say it.
Right.
If you feel it, if you don't feel it, don't say it.
Wow. Okay.
No. I just think don't put any walls up in your head. You sound like you've been through a lot with your ex.
Mm.
You've come out of a fairly long-term relationship. You've sex-starved. You've gone on a sex rampage. You've found someone new.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had an instant connection because straight away...
Deleted everything.
Grindr's gone.
All the apps, Tinder, Bumble.
I mean, I will say...
Hinge
I'm judging
as well.
You for going on Snapchat.
I know.
Full of nonces and kids.
100%.
So unless you're a kid or a nonce, get off.
100%. Snapchat's
Why
for kids
Snapchat?
Or nonces.
It's for kids or nonces or drug dealers.
It is, 100%.
So unless you're dealing kids, drugs or nonce porn, get off.
My God. If someone messaged me saying, have you got Snap? I'd be like, are you joking, darling? I'm 30.
Yeah.
Have you got Snapchat?
I've got it.
Producer
Lucas has got Snap.
Have
you got Snapchat?
No, because I'm 27.
I'm a Tory. I use Telegram. I think without this guy, I think Lloyd's done us. We've done Lloyd's a solid here. Don't get in your head. If you feel the love, Lloyd, feel the love. I feel love.
Great. Well, there you go, Lloyd. That's what we think. But do you know what? We're not in
your... Can you put a bit of edit on that voice? Because I actually sounded really bad then, Lucas, and I want to make sure I sound good because I get a new singing job on the telly or something.
Would you want that? Would you release another single, do you think?
I'd love to lay vocals down on like a really cool Jodie Harsh track or like M.N.E.K. track or something like that.
Oh yeah, like Joel Corey featured Tenny Beard or something.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Just as the vocalist, like I wouldn't want a fucking pop career. Listen to me, I wouldn't want a pop career, you know.
I wouldn't want to be the next Britney Spears.
Who am I, you know what I mean? Fuck it up. I was running around London yesterday with meetings like, book me, book me.
Fab. Well, there you go, Lloyd. That's what we think. I say, hold back a bit, give it another month or so and see if they say it first.
Yeah, I don't. And I you think say it if you feel it.
Say it if you feel it. Brilliant. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, send a letter, dilemma, funny story or anything else, count crazy or cuckoo. I've not said that today. I'm going to say it twice. Cuckoo. Then get in touch with us, letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipdayspod or WhatsApp us like Lloyd did.
WhatsApp
us. Wicked, wicked remix.
Wicked, wicked remix. WhatsApp us if you want to take it, get in touch. You know what I'm doing?
Perfect.
That coffee's kicking it.
Yeah, mine too. I might
have
a June berry.
Next time.
Coffee enema.
Yeah. That's what RuPaul does.
Allegedly.
Mm.
Allegedly.
I've seen the tubes.
That's so she can breathe. Bless her.
The Gossip Case.
Sam, we've got the news.
Have you ever heard of an American chain called Chick-fil-A?
Yes, they are homophobic.
Can we get that on a button, please? So, Chick-fil-A is going to try open stores in the UK again.
And
4 years after LGBT backlash stopped them from entering the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? We're getting more homophobic here now, so we'll probably have all the TERFs and all them fucking...
Yeah.
Being like, we only want to eat fucking chick fucking filet.
Yeah.
they faced a boycott in 2019 because of the founders' support for groups that opposed same-sex marriage, going as far as donating money to those groups.
Yeah, so you buy a Chick-fil-A and a percentage of that goes against the case.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I'd rather Wingstop anyway.
I love a Wingstop.
I know you love Wingstop.
You did say you liked Papa John's earlier. Oh.
No, I've gone off Papa John's.
Is that because he's homophobic?
Is he homophobic?
Is he?
Big Papa John's homophobic, yeah.
Well, do you know what? I did
what
used to love it.
What about the Colonel?
Oh, he invented homophobia.
The Colonel better not be homophobic.
Chick-fil-A has since stopped donating. I mean, because of all this backlash, stopped donations to those like anti-LGBT groups.
Publicly.
And they appointed a head of diversity. But nevertheless, it's still run by the same people it was run by a few years ago.
No, fuck that.
They're going to invest $100 million
mm-hmm.
just in trying to open stores in the UK over the next 10 years.
Right, well,
the case won't be going.
So, over the summer, a festival became the very first to offer douching stations at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Hole Festival. It was at Heliopolis in Germany.
Yep.
All your favourite artists were there, like Pussy Diva and Cybersex. And who doesn't love DJ Fart in the club?
Is this real?
Is this real?
That's just Billy's. That's just Billy's side name.
That's my pseudonym.
No, it's a scat festival.
No, it's not scat. No. It's very like, I think it's house, DJs, that kind of thing.
Very German. Very German.
Why do we need to do shit at this festival? Because why do I need to stick a tube up my ass that loads of other strangers have?
Can I just say, right, I went to this club night in Berlin and they had a douching area.
I've been to many places with a douching area.
And you had to use the same hose as the other bitch had used.
But you know, in Sydney.
Yeah.
In the saunas in Sydney, they have douching rooms, but you buy a detachment tube.
Right, yeah.
You buy a clear little tube that attaches from the reception,
right,
for like 30 fucking whatever the fucking
dollars
money is over there. Dollars, yeah. I weren't spending $30. I found a tube on flat.
Oh,
well, I'm joking.
This festival, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, I think they said it was €2, much cheaper.
€2 they to had, douche.
So you buy the tube.
So they said like it's in the same area as the showers, which is also €2. They did have a list of instructions. This is on their Instagram, like a list of instructions. The first off is that like it's not, because it's like at a festival, it's not at like an actual toilet. So like you have to go use the toilet first before you try to douche, because you don't want any solid logs at a douching station.
Right, okay. No solid logs on the douching station, please.
then yeah, you get like this attachment, a showerhead attachment, which I never fully understood, like the showerhead attachments. That seems like it's very overboard on your bowels.
Oh, I only ever use the shower head attachment now.
I only ever use the shower
head. Really?
Yeah.
I've got like a really nice silicone topper that bends and is quite
flexible. Like,
just seems like a lot of water.
Yeah,
it is actually. But I mean,
you do overdouche a lot,
and you're not letting loose in the shower, right?
No, you just hang your ass over the bath, or you get out and squat on the toilet.
It's just, to me, it's a lot of walking.
There is, yeah.
But to be honest, once you get to a certain point, there is just water with the odd chunks.
A certain
so you
douching
can
ability.
You can tow it down. There's no point lying to them.
This festival did specify that, like, you give back the cleaning attachment and they will sanitize it.
Whose
like, disinfect
fucking job
it.
Is that?
Well, that's what I mean, right?
Whose job? Yeah, I'm working at this really cool festival this weekend. Oh, cool, what are you doing, security? No, I'm washing shitty tubes.
I'm at the douching station. Yeah. I'm helping gays live their best life at this festival.
Is it so gays can fuck?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be. It's just outside Berlin.
Gays
of course it is. Right. So yeah. I'm getting the vibe you wouldn't use the douching station at this festival.
I probably would.
Probably would. Yeah. No, 100%
would. Yeah, definitely would. Yeah.
Right. Probably. I've got one more question.
Go on.
Forgive me. How often do you think about the Romans?
Oh my God, stop this right now. Get off the fucking bus. I was thinking about them last night because I watched this new show with Amanda Holden on history, sexual history. Our Bezzy mate Kate Lister's on there.
Is she?
Who we've done Betwixt the Gossip Gays with.
Yeah.
Then there was drag queens on it from London, Son of a Tutu, me.
You?
No, she's called me. She used to be called Meth.
I
thought this was just you subtly dropping. You did another TV appearance.
No, me and Poppycock.
Right, fab.
It was just full of faces that I knew. Amanda Holden on a green screen, right, posing naked for pictures. It was everything I wanted from a cheap TV show and more.
Wow.
It's on Sky History.
Yeah.
It's like Amanda Holden's History of Sex or something. She presents it with this guy who's a historian who is fit.
Wow. Okay, is he gay?
No, but I'd let him bugger me.
Right.
She's a historian. She's a historian. So basically, I was watching the Romans last night and I learned so much about like ancient history. Why?
No, go on. I'm interested in your thing. Well, do that first. Is it like what we spoke about how the Romans were much more free with their sexuality? Because we spoke about that in the past.
They were living in orgy land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know the Spartans? Do you know about the Spartans?
Yeah, the Spartans. Yeah.
The Spartans were gay as hell.
Wow.
I mean, the Romans would fuck sheep and all sorts.
Would they?
And maybe it was not the Romans. Anyway, don't quote me, I'm not a historian.
The Romans were a bit more liberal with their sexuality. We spoke about that on the podcast.
But the Spartans were fucked up.
But they were.
The Spartans were the only ancient civilization where the men and women were both treated equal from birth. They both had to train and have like six packs, the women as well as the men.
Really?
Because the stronger the women, the stronger the babies. They both trained.
I can't believe gays even had unrealistic beauty standards back then.
Well, when like a male turned something really weird, like 12 or like 11, they were given to an older Spartan man to do stuff with sexually. Ooh. Every male. Yeah, it was like, by today's standards, a paedophilic relationship. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all these TV shows, Sparta, are fucked up.
Right, yeah. Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Amanda Holden told me last night.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda. No, I asked this because this is all over the internet at the minute. So people have found...
The Romans never leave the internet, just so you know.
Well, this is the thing. Girlfriends have been asking their boyfriends, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And every single one of them is like, every day. Every couple times a day. Three times a week. All the fucking time.
Shut up, they're lying.
Go onto TikTok and like all these different guys, and they're all straight men, which is why I asked, just keep going like, oh yeah, I think about the Roman Empire all the time. And it's this weird trend.
What?
Honestly, and that's why I want to ask you, because it's all straight men. I don't think gays think
you
about the Romans.
You got me.
There's actually like some people are putting some theory behind it, like why are all these straight men thinking about the Romans? And there are some theories basically that the Roman Empire was basically all about like, you know, it rewarded alpha males, strong males, dominance, stuff like that.
Like me.
Yeah, like Dom Top Danny Bird. And the theory is these men who are thinking about the Roman Empire all the time might be feeling a lack of dominance in their life, like feeling they need to be more dominant, basically.
So maybe their girlfriends need to start pegging them.
Yeah.
Oh, they could be power bombs.
Yeah.
They can throw it back.
Oh, so what are we saying? These guys are gay?
No, I was going to ask you to ask your boyfriends if they think about the Roman Empire to test my theory.
All right,
I'd like
all gays to just ask their boyfriends if they think about the Roman Empire. So if we can see if this is like a Hetty Hall exclusive or not.
Hello?
Hello, lovey.
Hiya. Just a quick one. How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Now, only that you said it once.
Okay, fab, you gay. Perfect. I'll speak to you later. Bye.
So we still don't know about Kai. We still don't know about Kai.
No, we don't know about Kai. Just Kai's in bed. Fab. Well, let's move on. Which show is that?
That's the end of the show.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Join us on Monday for a Brucey Bonus podcast,
which is happening on Monday.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
I didn't have anything to say, so I thought I'd say that.
See you later, then.
See you later.
Goodbye. Bye.
Smell you later.
The Gossip Gays.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.